In the next couple of weeks, weeks 6 and 7, we'll be covering other UI design methodologies that have some similarities to agile development, but are slightly different. In week 6, we'll cover iterative user interface design, which is like agile, but without all the overhead. I personally use iterative with my designer. A team of two, iterative design is a smaller level where we have iterations when they are necessary, but as frequently as possible, so we're on the same page. In week 7, we'll do waterfall design, which is more of a linear process, but yet still has some form of iteration. You'll be surprised to see how much documentation goes into waterfall design. I'll let you be the judge of how you like it when you see it. I'm not a fan of it. I do know why it exists. It exists, and it was actually a precursor to Agile and all the other methodologies. It exists because of that documentation. It has to do with a resounding need for a backbone of a project to keep the project going with strict deadlines. But there are also iterations in the waterfall process as well.